And the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out, you have to... Well, sometimes people would take a real fine cloth and then...
Oh, strain it.
Okay. And the kind of fruit that... It's kind of citrus fruit that grows in some sections of Texas.
Oranges?
Okay. Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
Gone.
Okay. And...
Are all gone.
Do you ever hear people just say they're all... Is it all gone?
No.
Say if you're cooking bacon, as you're cooking it, the bacon gets smaller. You say it does what?
Shrinks?
Or another word for that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what it is.
Do you ever hear people say swivel or shrivel?
Shriveled, yeah. Shriveled up.
Okay.
More often than not. I've heard it used that way, shriveled up.
What have you heard it used about with...
I suppose in something like bacon, shrinking when you when you cook, it's shriveled up.
And the inside part of a cherry.
The seed.
Okay. Have you ever heard another name for that?
Pit.
What about bone?
No, I don't think so.
And in a peach?
Well, there again, seed.
Mm-hmm. What about that part inside the seed?
Peach seed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Have you ever cracked one open?
No, I don't think so.
And there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. It's real hard to get the meat off the seed.
Are you looking for a kind of peach?
Uh-huh. A name for that type?
No.
What about a peach that comes free of the seed real easy? Do you ever hear of a clean peach, or pressed peach, or freestone peach, or...
Freestone? I never knew what it meant. I've just seen things of freestone peaches. I guess you're talking about the ones that come off real easy then, maybe. That's what would be my association. I just heard peaches. But I've heard that word, yeah. That one of the which ones you read off.
Uh-huh. What about the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core?
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making.
Beats me.
Do you ever hear them called snits?
No.
And what kinds of nuts grow around here, or would people buy at the store?
The only kind I know of it that grows around here, and it doesn't grow much, is a few trees, is pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And walnuts, you buy in the store, they don't grow around here, though. You can buy them all, any kind you want in the store. The only kind I've ever seen growing here are pecans.
Mm-hmm. What other nuts would people get at the store?
Peanuts, walnuts, hickory nuts. Huh?
What about a nut that is kind of shaped like your eye?
A light brown color? Almond?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And any other name for peanuts?
Well, not around here. I guess maybe I've heard the word, what is it, goober?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. I've never used it. I've heard some place called goober now. I don't know where. But to me, it's just peanut.
Mm-hmm. What about on a walnut? Did you ever see one that just came off the tree?
No.
Well, to open it, you'd have to crack the... Or a pecan, you'd have to crack the...
Oh. I don't know what I'd call that. I know what you call it, but it's not the seed. It's a covering. I don't know what the word is.
Do you call that a shell or a hull?
Probably hull, yeah. Okay.
Huh?
Hull.
Okay.